This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it Protect Her?
It's Protect Her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop there.
Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500. Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snack Daily. It is Thursday, June 27th.
We got the best one yet.
Actually, this one's a lot better than anything else.
Markets dipped a tad.
A little bit, just not even worth mentioning. But
yeah.
Yeah, we went there.
But we got three great stories.
The wonderful first, mix. What do we got?
General Mills just fell 4%. The other GM.
I know you're talking
after
about.
After earnings reports that showed everything has to do with dog food and snacks.
It's kind of meta. I can't believe we're getting into this.
Snacks on snacks.
Snacks on snacks. Not good snacks.
Second story. Shopify is the best friend of your go-to boutique e-commerce company.
That one your friend told you about.
And
that's great.
It just added an iMessage feature.
This is a huge step in the customer support industry.
Third and final story.
What do we got?
The unicorn feast of the day.
Serve it.
WeWork just acquired another office startup. It's called Waltz.
It's part of a trend we're noticing with WeWorks, and we got to talk about this.
Waltzing with WeWork.
Now, before we get into that, let's do a little, what do you think, reverse situation? Go back here a little bit?
I think it's just called an update.
Yeah, let's do that.
Last week, we talked about Airbnb, which has launched Adventures and Experiences.
That was like, you know, the five-day, $5,000 Nairobi warrior training experience.
Exactly. And Experiences, which was like night photography classes in San Francisco for San Francisco.
Well, Airbnb just launched a new feature coming
out. It's called Airbnb Lux. That's
exactly.
Lux with an E.
You know what that means. It's special. You pay for that extra E.
We're talking $1,000 a night minimum.
Minimum.
It's five-star everything.
Everything. Honeymoon suite situation.
And if you want to list your place, your
good
pad,
<luck. laughs>
and get onto Airbnb Lux,
you can't sit with
you
us.
You need to check 500 boxes of supreme luxury criteria.
Ridiculous amount of criteria. Quote unquote chef grade appliances, you better have them.
I'm expecting sub-zero refrigerators,
why
a gas
you?
Stove, and a Bosch dishwasher.
Exact. Another one here, quote unquote, premium materials and finishes with unique features.
I'm picturing like.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
The big place on Alpine Drive.
We're talking
Dumb and Dumber.
We're talking the big shower doors that are actually see through. Make that noise when you open
Seriously,
them.
Elevated and beautiful designs. The
actually,
only places in the U.S. where you can get an Airbnb Lux so far.
Yep.
Hawaii, Los Angeles, Palm Springs, which is Coachella.
Very nice.
Park City, Vail, and then Utah, just to emphasize the Park City.
That's where I think the Restoration Hardware custom sofa with the plush duck leather pillows would fit perfectly.
So Airbnb is no longer like, I can't afford a hotel.
No, Airbnb is upgraded very nicely.
Airbnb, you're doing very nice for yourself.
Very nice. Now we'll hit our first three stories.
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we got to get something legal out the way. The snacks you're about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities. Nope. It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security. Right.
Next is digestible. Business news for you. Robinhood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, /SIPC.
For our first story, General Mills just fell 4% because it's missing on humans, but hitting it with animals.
It's a good, bad,
huge hit with your pet
scenario here. Our favorite part of General Mills' earnings report,
because we love diving into this thing,
it's innovation section.
They have a whole page on innovation. And what is it highlighting?
Well, General Mills owns Cheerios. It's had Cheerios forever. It's highlighting its Cheerios Oat Crunch Cinnamon
as their point of innovation.
Well, Cheerios has always been made of oats. It's always been crunchy, so they just sprinkled cinnamon.
You can do better, General Mills. You can do better.
The company's based in Minneapolis. It owns Lucky Charms. It owns Yoplait. It also owns a lot of cereals.
And in case you're wondering, cereal sales were fine. They didn't do anything.
They held steady. It was flat.
Cereal sales were like the equivalent of being cereal, essentially.
Outside of that core product, though, it was very good and very bad.
The bad. The really bad in this case, snack food sales.
Snack food sales fell by 2%.
We're talking Fiber One, Nature Valley, Gushers, Fruit by the Foot.
Yeah, these are all snacks that are highly processed and have fallen out of favor.
It's a choking hazard.
With customers.
I don't even think that works.
Fiber One bars in particular, we find this fascinating. They actually frame this as a like a nutritional thing. Fiber, yeah. It's good for your
they
digestive
sprinkle
system.
A little bit of fiber on top of that thing.
I looked at the website. It's a candy bar with some fiber.
It's sprinkled. A candy bar. In fact, General Mills came out and said, look, when it comes to our Fiber One bars, we've quote-unquote fell out of step with diet trends.
Now, the CFO said something that probably in part caused the stock to fall by 5%.
Investors were like, where was this 5 years ago?
He said, you'll see us invest in some really good ideas on bars and snacks.
Again, where was this 5 years
but
ago?
But also, that's a pretty vague promise.
Okay, so that's on the bad end, snacking, which is a thing that's meaningful to us.
But let's give
soul.
General Mills some credit. They have hit on pet food.
Pet food was big. Pet food sales jumped 38%. Now, a big 38%.
That's not an apples and apples comparison to last year.
True.
They acquired Blue Buffalo, the pet food company, last year. So this quarter benefited from that.
Now, Blue Buffalo, we got to dive into this one because Blue Buffalo is unique. This is leading the luxury pet food trend.
It's Lux with an E.
Going back.
So we talk about the pet humanization trend.
With the Chewy IPO.
The Chewy IPO, which happened earlier this month.
Right. We're talking about, you know, because you treat your pet better than you treat you.
You do. Your golden doodle is getting the biggest piece of chicken.
So, Jack, I jumped into the Blue Buffalo website just to check out what the food options were here.
Yeah, what do you
sign
got?
Me up and take me on a date, Fido. They've got a whole section that says that it's, quote unquote, inspired by the diet of wolves.
Okay, that is a bold claim. It sounds cool. Is it nutritionally legitimate?
Does it matter? Because if you're feeding your pet Blue Buffalo inspired by wolves, you get to feed them bison, rabbit, halibut, I don't even buy halibut. It's too expensive for me.
I'm looking at a bag of Blue Buffalo cat food that has alligator in it.
You get to tell your friends, though, that your cockapoo eats like a wolf.
This is bizarre.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at General Mills?
This earnings showed that General Mills is getting to know its customer, but it doesn't quite know it yet.
Not quite yet. Pet and snacks, they target the same exact demographic, millennials.
And one of those categories is up. One of them is down for General
Turns
Mills.
Turns out General Mills missed on the snack side. They got to work on that. But they're hitting it on the pet side because they focused on luxury pet food.
It's still getting to know this new millennial customer.
For our second story, Shopify stock is close to a record high, and it just added iMessage customer support, which is like a huge, huge innovation.
Naturally, Shopify's ticker symbol is S-H-O-P.
We know where you're going with that.
I'm just shocked that was still available for its 2015 IPO.
Did no one take that? The stock market's been around for a while.
A lot of companies do shopping.
They deal with retail.
And that's a much cooler ticker.
We're kind of surprised. Now, we got to talk to you guys because maybe you have bought something here.
From MVMT, Bombas, the sock company, Chubbies, the shorts.
Le Sportsac.
Or even General Mills and Unilever.
Or even TB12, Tom Brady's situation.
Or the Obama Foundation.
If you bought something from there.
Guess what? You were buying through Shopify.
And you didn't even know it.
Slogan for this company. You build your business. You've got the will.
We've got the way. We're going to make it happen. They do the website design, the SEO. They've got a little dashboard that shows you everything that's selling well and everything that's selling terribly.
They'll make your like online presence look really good. And they'll also make it really functional because they partner up with Intuit. So like your whole bookkeeping and accounting is taken care of.
Then they partner up with Zendesk. So your whole like customer service situation is
finally
taken care of.
I think this is the key. They partner up with Instagram. Boom. So if you want to sell stuff, put it on Instagram and they make it ridiculously easy to buy your stuff through Instagram.
Now, for entrepreneurs or big companies, this is basically the back end. They're saying, hey, do your thing. We're going to take care of all the logistics.
And that's why their stock's been on a serious tear since 2015.
Now, here's the news, and this is why this is a big deal. They just made it so you can connect, if you're a merchant selling something online, through iMessage with your customers.
And this is kind of thanks to Apple. It's a partnership. Apple is letting businesses set up iMessage-based customer support,
which is your text messaging via your iPhone.
So Shopify stores will have iMessage built into like the website platform.
Embedded, like deeply involved.
So now you don't need to email your question about your order.
Right, because you know customer service. You either could email and never hear back from them.
Right.
You could call and be stuck on hold for a while.
Or you chat. And that window has to remain open and you're stuck to your computer until the thing is resolved.
We all know it. You'll walk away for 2 minutes. You come back. Joe's gone. Debbie pops up and says, hey, I'm Debbie. How can I help you? You're like, everything I was talking about with Joe, I now have to retell you.
Can you please just confirm your order number?
And you're like, I don't even know what the order number is. It has an H and a Z in it.
I'm going to need your mother's maiden name.
You're like, I have no idea. I try to call your mom.
Huge pain. So now with this new feature, it's all through text message on your iPhone.
Debbie's then like, you know, I need your zip code. It's terrible. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Shopify?
Shopify is e-commerce as a service.
If you sell physical stuff, you need to be online.
Otherwise, you are stuck to like the farmer's market crowd.
And good luck with that. In a similar way that Square helps any business easily accept with credit cards,
Shopify helps any business easily do online sales.
For our third and final story, we have got our unicorn feast of the day. WeWork just acquired Waltz.
And that reveals the key to WeWork's future. But first, the company's planning to IPO soon, right?
Very true.
They need a ticker symbol.
Everyone does.
Work just got taken by Slack last week.
The four letters, W-O-R-K.
That was the obvious one WeWork should
have taken. So if you're WeWork, what are you going to do?
We'd love to hear from the snackers what the ticker symbol should be.
Now, our money is on DESK as the stock ticker symbol.
But the X factors, if they go with work, W-E-R-K, like twerk.
Very true. Snackers, if you got some ideas for what WeWork's IPO ticker symbol should be, let us know at Robinhood Snacks.
Now, let me give you the sales pitch for Waltz, which WeWork just acquired.
Please.
So let's say you have an office space. You need to secure the space so that only employees can get in. Right.
You don't want the riffraff.
Now, what's the classic old solution?
Oh, you got to set up that guy out front who's printing off the passes for everyone.
The access card. Can either scan the access card or get that little printed barcode that lets you into the elevator.
And then you're like, does it go this way? That way's the
And then
arrow
you got to
pointing.
Buy a machine that like prints these access cards when your colleagues inevitably forget them.
And then it goes down on Tuesday and you're like, oh,
it's
have to do it manually.
Big pain.
It's really expensive.
So Waltz comes in
big guys
and solves the whole thing digitally.
Exactly. They've got a free app so that you can enter properties with a single credential, a QR code.
All about the QR code on your phone.
Boom. It scans once done.
Just like the Delta QR boarding pass that gets you onto the plane.
Now, we jumped onto the Waltz website here, and they put it very simply.
We solve three problems.
That's all they said.
Three problems.
I forgot my access card. Yep. I don't have my access card. And where did I put my access card?
It's actually a pretty bold comedic take.
Very, very straightforward.
So the customer is the building.
Exactly.
They're also going to provide you data on who's entering the building, when they're entering the building,
and
when they're leaving.
And they're going to save you money because you don't have to buy this whole security system. You can just use Waltz.
It's kind of big brothery because they'll tell you, like, did you really work 40 hours last week?
It's actually very creepy. So WeWork. We noticed something very interesting what's going on here with the co-working space.
They're on an acquisition blitz.
They bought 10 companies in the last couple of years since
2017. That we know about.
Exactly.
That we kept track of.
And then they recently bought Team for $100 million.
This is that classic iPad at the front desk.
You know
what
we're talking about.
If you're visiting an office, you need to type in your email address.
Especially
you need to sign something, which is an NDA, by the way.
It's kind of a pain, and you're like, I wish I were talking to a human being.
Finally, another one we want to highlight is Euclid, which is Workspace Insights. They're basically going to go into your building and be like, you can optimize this space, fit another desk in there.
Kind
you should
go
put
in
the
there.
Water fountain over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no one's using the room in the back because there's no sunlight and it has a creepy smell in there.
Nicely named company because Euclid is the Greek father of geometry.
Triangles? Have you heard of them?
They walk in and they're like, oh, this is adorable. Clearly your architect was thinking Pythagoras.
What an idiot.
Go with Euclid.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at WeWork?
Well, WeWork... it's another as-a-service situation here. This is office as a service.
WeWork is becoming office as a service.
They're moving beyond co-working to solve every single office challenge.
They're optimizing their own co-working spaces, and they're optimizing by serving as consultants for other companies that want better workspaces.
And they're using these acquisitions to buy the best solution for physical workspace, physical offices, no matter what the solution.
If they find an office problem, they can acquire a company that can fix that problem. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us over there?
General Mills is feeding millennials bougie pet food.
Which is good.
But still fruit by the foot.
Which is bad.
Shopify, the best friend for online businesses, is bringing Apple's text messaging service to customer
this
service.
This is big. No more chat problems with Debbie.
WeWork. If there's an office building hack someone's trying to solve, WeWork is probably acquiring.
Why build it when you can buy it? It's so straightforward. It's so much easier that way. So Jack, Time for our snack fact of the day.
Thank you, Justin Cram.
Ooh.
From Fort Lauderdale, FLA.
Nice weather down there. Thanks, Justin.
He points out that there's a lot of history to some of these corporate names that we know.
We got some interesting brands here. Companies you know and love started out with completely different names. This is like your one friend who gets back from studying abroad in London and suddenly Tom is Prince Harry.
Well, we got Virgin Records was originally called Slipped Disc Records.
Best Buy was originally called Sound of Music.
I love that one.
That was a great one.
Nike was Blue Ribbon Sports. Google was Backrub.
And Starbucks was Cargo House.
There's a fun little story behind each of those, so yeah. Feel free to Google
We'll get into them another time.
Feel free to Backrub them yourself.
Also, feel free to send us some snack facts of the day at Robin Hood Snacks on Twitter. We'd love to hear them, and we'd love to get your hometown.
All right. Also, check out our daily email newsletter, Robin Hood Snacks. We're covering Tesla. It already owns a battery plant, the Gigafactory, but now it's thinking about developing its own battery cells.
I like the shirt you're wearing today.
It's not slim fit.
In the meantime,
it's from my college days.
Love snacking with you guys. Can't wait till tomorrow.
We'll be there. The Robin Hood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts, who are associated persons of Robin Hood Financial LLC, and does not reflect the views of Robin Hood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only, is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security, and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.